often have huge rows over fairly trivial matters. It doesn't take a genius to spot that the friction is not really about the matter in hand. It's more about a clash of personalities, of mindsets, of outlooks, of world views or philosophies. There are people who just rub us up the wrong way, who get our backs up, with whom we never seem to see eye to eye. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus, as they say. Some folk are just chalk and cheese. With some people we naturally click, with others we seem to be complete opposites. With some we are out of the same drawer, with others we spin in different orbits. So the conflict is not really about any one issue or argument. It's more about, well, how can I put it? It's like earthquakes caused by huge tectonic plates shifting. The surface of the earth is made up of huge slabs of land, like scales on a reptile. Sometimes these massive tectonic plates, as they're called, grate against each other and rub up against each other. The one pushes the other up, or maybe down below it. And it's such plates that make Mount Everest and the Himalayas keep rising a few inches every year. Tectonic plate shifting can also cause earthquakes. Optimists and pessimists rub each other. Jesus and the Pharisees grated each other. Open-minded and closed-minded people have constant friction. It's bound to be so. So see it for what it is. It's not about the one issue, it's about the whole attitude. The ultimate two conflicting tectonic plates are being self-minded and having the mind of Christ. Being self-centered or God-centered.